Hello, and welcome to Venture English Institute's accent training program. This recording covers vowel sounds, second set of vowel sounds. Please follow the instructions as we go along. First vowel sound is the small O sound or short O sound. Listen to these five words, but don't say anything. Just listen to hear the vowel sound. Not, cot, bot, on, rob. Now, listen to these words and practice saying them after I do. There are 10 words. 1. Profit. Profit. Hostile. Hostile. Rotten. Rotten. Monster. Monster. Problem. Problem. Novel. Novel. Hot dog. Hot dog. Hobby. Hobby. Closet. Closet. Copy. Copy. Now listen to the following paragraph. After listening, try to follow along with the reading, and after doing that, then try to read the paragraph yourself, putting special emphasis on the words using the short O sound. Paragraph 1. My father asked me to go to the mall to look for a new novel. While I was there, I saw my friends Paul, Josh, and Molly. We walked around and talked for a long time. I forgot all about my father's request until we passed Walden Bookstore. I went to the wall of the latest novels. The novel my father wanted was all sold out. I bought him a package of candy, some salty peanuts, and a new wallet instead. The store said they would call me when they had more copies of the novel. I apologized when I got home, but my father said he knew it was not my fault. Our second vowel sound today is the double O sound. Sounds like the O's in moon. Listen to these 10 words and repeat them after me. Boot. Boot. Goose. Goose. Moose. Moose. Doom. Doom. Moon. Moon. Noon. Noon. Monsoon. Monsoon. Raccoon. Raccoon. Balloon. Balloon. Food. Food. Those were the long O sounds. Now listen to the short double O sound, like the double O's in foot. These 10 words, repeat them after me. Foot. Foot. Hook. Hook. Shook. Shook. Brook. Brook. Cook. Cook. Hoof. Hoof. Roof. Roof. Look, look, book, book, rookie, rookie. Now listen to the following paragraph that uses both the short O and the long O sounds. Try to see if you can pick out which ones are the short O's and which one are the long O's. After listening, try reading the paragraph on your own, paying careful attention to the long and short O words. Paragraph 1. I went to the zoo and saw a raccoon with only one foot. It was the first time I'd ever looked at one in a real life and not in a book. He couldn't walk, of course, but he could use his foot, like a hook, to catch food. Watching this really put me in a good mood. Now listen to paragraph 2. I first learned about moose one afternoon while I was in Boy Scouts. We were camping by a brook when I noticed the hoof prints beside a pool of water. I called the one adult that was with us, our cook, and he took me to a brook. We could see boot prints following the hoof prints. I was still a rookie at tracking, but the cook said it was a hunter following after the moose. Now we move on to a set of vowel sounds in English called diphthongs. Listen to these words to see if you can capture it. Twine. Sign. Fine. Like. Hide. Now, practice saying these 10 words after me. Verify. Verify. Memorize. Memorize. White. White. Dry. Dry. Eye. Eye. Entire. Entire. Hyper. Hyper. Lifetime. Lifetime. Pilot. Pilot. Silent. Silent. Now listen to the paragraph and then try to read it on your own, focusing on the vowel sound. I have an identical twin named Simon. Everyone has a difficult time telling us apart. The only way to tell us apart is a slight difference in the color of our eyes. My eyes are bright green and Simon's are light sky blue. Sometimes we like to trick our friends and pretend we are the other person to see if they can figure it out. I am thankful that I have a twin who is also my best friend. The second vowel sound we look at, diphthong we'll look at, is the owl sound. Listen to these 15 words and try repeating them after me. How. How. Noun. Noun. Found. Found. Down. Down. Vow. Vow. Cow. Cow. Proud. Proud. Tower. Tower. Shouting. Shouting. Trout. Trout. Powerful. Powerful. Town. Town. Empowering. Empowering. Vowel. Vowel. Out. Out. Now listen to this paragraph, paying special attention to the owl sound. Then try reading it on your own. No shouting aloud was one of my seventh grade teacher, Miss Brown's, favorite sayings. She would stand at the chalkboard expounding on the boring subject of nouns. We found all this very boring and vowed to play a trick on her. Howard, who was the class clown, proudly announced that he would be the one to play such a trick that she'd want to leave town. He sat down and thought for about an hour and finally came up with an idea that wowed us all. He put a dead trout in her seat cushion so that when she sat down, she was greeted with the overpowering odor. To this day, she has no idea how we were able to outsmart her. Our third diphthong is the O sound. Listen to these 15 words and try repeating them after me. Boy. Boy. Joy. Joy. Oil. Oil. Join. Join. Point. Point. Joint. Joint. Employ. Employ. Enjoy. Enjoy. Ointment. Ointment. Employing. Employing. Pointed. Pointed. Enjoyment. Enjoyment. Pointless. Pointless. Rejoin. Rejoin. Joyful. Joyful. Now listen to this paragraph. And as always, pay special attention to the ois vowel sound, and then try to read it yourself. The toy company in which I am currently employed has an Employee of the Month program. My boss pointed out the other day that if I keep doing a great job, I will join the list of honored employees. This certainly filled my heart with joy. I think the reason I am a hard worker is that I enjoy my job. I rejoice at the opportunity to take on a new project, even if I'm so tired that my joints are aching and I'm rubbing ointment on them, wondering, what is the point? There's just no greater enjoyment for me than a hard day's work. Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed our emphasis on the vowel sounds with diphthongs. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at info@varanasienglish.com.